Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm broadcasting live from downtown Cincinnati, looking out over some construction workers and building a building, a new office building in downtown Cincinnati. If you've never been here, it's a beautiful city, great people, and the weather is absolutely magnificent. This time of year, so I'm here at the American Chamber of Commerce, the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. They've had a brand change this year. I'm here for their convention, as I have been for at least a decade, maybe more, every one of them. But we're going to continue to march, as I usually do when I'm on the road, to bring you another Small Business Advocate Show. And who better to help us do that than our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar, longtime founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. He is the chief home officer, award-winning journalist. He's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. This week, huh? Beautiful place.
Yeah. It really is, isn't it?
What's amazing is how these cities that have gone through troubles in the past have seen a return, and they're coming back strong, you know, all through the upper Midwest and Ohio, and it's really beautiful to see them really have a resurgence, and so it's great to see that going on.
It's the nature of things, isn't it, Jeffrey? I mean,
absolutely.
How many times have I reinvented myself like these cities have? How many times have you reinvented yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And in the 21st century, what you just described a minute ago is how communities, you know, I won't call them cities or municipalities or whatever. These are communities.
Right.
How communities have figured out that they have to reinvent and rebrand themselves for the 21st century, don't they?
Well, and that's really what it is. And I think that's, you know, if you think municipality, if you think city, if you think region, it's too big. This is almost, you know, my wife has gotten me hooked in watching some of these home renovation shows and on HGTV and the like. And how you
see
these people.
I fear you, bro.
There you go. Exactly. And you see how some of these people will go in and house by house, block by block, start to renovate not even an entire neighborhood, but a street. And then other people tag into that. And we have that going on in Miami where, you know, a decade and a half ago, Miami's always been on the cusp of resurgence. People came in and started taking over some of these block by block, started taking over neighborhoods. Now we have such a very strong infrastructure of innovation, of entrepreneurship, of investment.
Yep.
We have investment, you know, groups coming in here, you know, angels and the like.
Well, those are people who are reinventing themselves and helping, in the case of some of the people you mentioned, helping other people reinvent themselves. And so,
Absolutely. Surely
the message here is that you as an individual, folks, have to think about, you know, what do I need to do to be on my reinvention journey? Because I'll tell you something, Jeff, reinvention wasn't really all that much of a part of our past.
Right.
And this I hate to say this, but this really does speak to the age of the customer stuff that's going on right now. But reinvention prior to 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
wasn't really that much of a part of our past.
Right.
But in the last 30 years, certainly in the last 15 years, reinvention is now part of our life, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't reinvent, well first off, the market will not allow us to be that GM factory worker or even a white collar worker of you know, a generation or two ago, and just stick with that and go cradle to grave and get the pocket watch at the end and you know, walk off into the sunset in retirement. I mean, we, so many of us, even if you're, as I would say, even if you're a W-2 or you're a staffer somewhere, you still have to be thinking ahead. You still have to be thinking about, you know, I used to liken it to, you know, just reading something like Fast Company magazine, seeing where the trends are, knowing where your industry is going, because you don't want to be the laggard. You don't want to be the man behind the wave or the woman behind the wave. You want to be riding that wave. You want to be in front of it. You want to be affecting it, because it will affect you. And if you're dumbstruck by it, it'll be harmful.
I remember hearing my parents talk with their friends years ago. I'm talking decades ago when I was a little kid, and I remember something that I used to hear them say from time to time. They'd be talking about somebody, or maybe somebody that was there would be talking about themselves, and they would say, they'd be talking about the profession, their work, and one of them would say, "Well, that's all he's ever done."
Right.
Or they would say, "Yeah, I do so and so, and that's all I've ever done." You know what? We don't hear that anymore.
You don't hear that anymore. What's funny in my business as a writer, people will say, "You still writing?" You know, who haven't seen me in a while. "You still writing?" And I'm like, "Well, yes, I took words on a keyboard onto a screen, but, you know, to say I'm still writing, that's one way to put it, but it's so much more." I mean, from journalism to corporate copy to all the different things. Yeah, it's like the commercial for the pickup truck. The guy looks over and, you know, at a housewarming party, looks at the truck and says, "Oh, what do you do?" And the guy in his mind is saying, "Oh, I'm with my kids, I'm out jet skiing, I'm mudding with the truck, we're building something around the house." And he comes, they fade back in, he's like scratching his head saying, "What do I do?" You know, I mean, what do we do?
Yeah.
We do so many things, it's not like it's a one-word answer any longer, you know? And I think we have to think of that we are not one-word answers or, you know, one-line answers in what we do.
One of the things that I have tried to get people to focus on for a long time now is the concept of love and your work. And that is, and that the relationship between your work and love, and that is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do. You fall in love with being a writer, with being a wordsmith, with being somebody who can help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace with the words that they use. You fall in love with that. So it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
And that's the reinvention part that you and I have done, and you and I both know. And folks, those of you out there, you gotta realize that. And this is not me and Jeff being, you know, pontificating. This is the real world. Whatever you're doing, I don't care how you're running your business. I don't care what kind of business you're in. I don't care what you're doing. What you're doing today is going to have to be a variation of that you'll be doing a year from now, and maybe even day after tomorrow. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, that's Jeffrey's website. He and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.